Just hit it up at the top, it'll go better.
If it wouldn't work. So, non-scheduled citizens and visitors, we have one. Mia Cacciato, 3 minutes.
I've been a resident of Orland Park for 24 years. I also have been working for the village in the rec department since 2018. We, many of us, have met at many special events. We even met, Mayor, when you paraded around each department last fall to talk about your get-to-know-me and your plans for the village nearly 3 years after being elected. To spew some nonsense about being fiscally responsible, anyone with half a brain would know that you have done nothing to back up those statements. These events often don't make a profit, let alone break even, especially the ticketed concerts you decided we needed to host. And you still want to go through with them in the middle of a global pandemic. How is that fiscally responsible? Your words are worthless, and you said it best at the last board meeting that you haven't done anything. In my time as an intern and now as a program coordinator, I've seen countless examples of how your actions and decisions directly contradict everything you say you're doing for the village. So I thought I would take this time to share my experiences. Let's start with summer camp. We were strung along for months wondering if programs were going to happen or not. I was personally hoping that for health's sake, they would be canceled until proper measures could be put into place, and initially that's what we were told. We thought camp would be put off until July and that we would require campers to wear masks and have their temperatures taken daily. I was optimistic about the direction we were headed. So in May, when all the coordinators for summer camp were told to start planning for summer camp second session in July, the next day we were all furloughed because camp was being put off until at least July. And then a week later, you turned around and we were brought back to plan summer camp for the first session that begins in June with an inadequate time to properly prepare, and the protective measures that we thought we were going to have were stripped away. No temperatures for the kids, and they're not required to wear masks. These measures put me and my staff at risk every day, and we weren't given clear answers as to why. And yet every other program I see come through our building is requiring their participants to wear masks. So tell me what the difference is. Our staff is required, which keeps our participants protected from us, but not the other way around, especially with them not understanding the situation or social distancing. And now they are all going to be put at risk again because it is required for camp staff to work the Taste of Orland or they won't get hired again next summer. And they are genuinely concerned for their health and safety because face masks are not going to be required for attendees. And you all keep talking about choices. Staff members don't have a choice, especially in the rec department. So we are protecting attendees from us, but we're not protected from them. So please cancel it this year along with the concert series because the threat they pose to our community outweighs anything else the events provide. And I read through your back to normal plan, and a common thread throughout is that we need to get back to normal for our businesses and residents, citing unemployment decreases and decreases in tax revenue. However, you all voted to eliminate my after school pals program last board meeting, making me and my staff unemployed at the end of summer camp. Just another example of how you say one thing and do another.
Thank you for your comments.